Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is not here again. She's actually sick again. Nothing serious, thing more like a cold. And then she had gone to a concert, or she's going to a concert, or I don't know. She's sleeping. We're recording this in the morning during the week, not if my coworkers hear this, we are not. I'm doing this at a different time. I need to stop talking. Anyways, I'm just going to turn
you just had like verbal diarrhea.
Diarrhea this morning. I'm operating on very little sleep this week. Please don't look at the garbage behind me.
Well, I hope Lydia feels better and enjoy your concert, Lydia. And hopefully one day you'll return to us. And
we'll return. I did tell her that we were talking about doing, whatchamacallit?
JT's album.
Yes. And she said she wasn't sure about it, but I'm like, well, if you come back, we will do it. So I feel like we're going to see that. Speaking of JT's album, it is actually released today,
yes.
March 15th. So not today when you listen to this, but so it's out. So he had some, there was some interesting things that were brought up in the last day or so.
Twitter, people have been saying some good things about the album. So interesting.
That's good. So I feel like as much as I personally do not like the man, should not let that cloud our judgment. And we have done album reviews of solo artists before, so maybe we should.
I'm from Boy Banders, right? Yes.
Yes. So yes. Anyways, so what he's been doing is that he's been doing this one night only in various cities. So he did like Memphis, I believe.
Yeah.
Did New York. I don't know if he did another one, but the one that was this week was in LA. So a lot of people were like speculating. Well, obviously, because it's LA, there's going to be other celebrities there. But then, they were speculating that all of the members of NSYNC were going to be there and that maybe they would do a performance. So, because on his new album, which I totally forgot the name of already.
Paradise, the
Everything
song Paradise.
The album is called something.
I don't know.
So he does have a couple of other people on there as well, but he has a song with NSYNC called Paradise. So Chris started by putting like two dice. And then
Paradise.
Yeah. So then they ended up. Oh, where did my email go? I'd sent you guys.
You could look it up. Anyway, the name of the album is. You have a computer.
Definitely can look it up. Hold on one second. Guys. I'm sorry. I'm unprepared today.
No, it's fine.
You're like new album. Everything I thought I was.
Everything. Okay. I knew there wasn't everything in there.
So it's an Everything I Thought I Was. That is released now. So go check that out if you want to. So I believe it's track 17-ish.
Yes. Because on his Instagram, he was posting little snippets of each song. And I remember it being 17 on the list.
Oh, I thought he was just posting random ones. Okay. But anyways, they posted about a minute of it. So they posted that and then a bunch of the guys commented, I had this up and now
Chris was like, maybe one day we can perform it. And I was like, yes, Chris, you should perform it.
Yes. So they had
the next day.
Okay, so then
they performed
Chris
it.
Said, like, would be fun to perform this together sometime. And then Joey wrote, I sound good. And then Lance just put a pair of dice emojis. And then the NSYNC account put five hands up in the air emojis.
Whoop,
so people were like, yeah, this is definitely going to happen. Like, blah, 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 blah. There's been a lot of rumors because also rumors were like, oh, on April 1st, when Justin's performing at the iHeart thing, then he's going to bring NSYNC out. But none of that has been confirmed. So this one, they were there at, then you just kind of saw their families were like posting pictures, like Chris's family, Carly took Nash to go see the NSYNC star in Hollywood. So we're like, okay, at least we know Chris is in LA. Lance lives there. JC lives there. Joey is wherever, right? So anyway, so then they ended up coming out. I believe it was during Gone, and they performed a few songs. There's a Billboard magazine article. Do you want me to share this? Or
yes, that would be great.
Okay, I will share this really quick. Un momento for, I just quickly glanced through this, but basically it says, ladies and gentlemen, we are NSYNC inside Justin Timberlake's historic one night only concert in LA.
Here and are the best seven moments. On Twitter, everyone was like, see, Justin loves NSYNC because he's the one that said, we are NSYNC. Because apparently there was like a divide between the fandom saying Justin doesn't like NSYNC. He doesn't want to be associated. But then other people on Twitter were like, then he wouldn't have them come on the song. He wouldn't have them come on in concert. So, yes. Now you may go ahead.
So obviously he likes them. Obviously he's still part of the group chat. Obviously they still like him, but it's obviously.
I just thought it was interesting that there's a divide now. Well, there's a divide for other reasons as well, but in the NSYNC fandom.
Well, you know, I feel like all fandoms argue over everything anyway. So there you go. Yes. Anyways, here's the lovely gentleman out there on stage. We got Joey. We got Lance with his pink hair. We got Justin in his like beigey suit. JC was in kind of like a pinstripey suit, and then Chris was wearing black on the other end.
Like, is it isn't it like too big for him, the suit? I don't know.
I did think that Justin's suit looked like ridiculously large, but I feel like that
like it didn't fit now. Him almost. Like, does he like larger suits? Like, I didn't really.
Honestly, I think that's part of the style now. And in the late 90s, I feel like they also did the big giant suit things.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, dude, this suit doesn't
fit. No, it doesn't look tailored. Obviously, it fits him in the shoulders and stuff, but I think that's just the look they have nowadays.
Oh, okay.
I just was like, okay. That I'm personally a fan of, but you know, it is what it is.
That's one thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm. It is very large, like a toddler wearing a suit. Yes. So.
Yes.
Anyway, so this article is by Katie Atkinson from Billboard. So she says, it finally happened. Following the rumors and cryptic memes last fall that led to an MTV VMAs appearance and a red carpet group photo, thanks to NSYNC's new song for the Trolls Band Together soundtrack, fans were left desperate for a live performance from the boy band. After all, it was a band that made its name with performative music videos, blockbuster stadium tours, and iconic choreography. So when fans think NSYNC, they think performance. Fans were clamoring for a full tour, sure, but they really have settled for the band singing live together one more time. On Wednesday, March 13th, we got that one more time, more than a decade after the last performance at the 2013 VMAs as part of Justin's Vanguard Award medley. I can't believe it's been that long. Like, I know the other four members got together a few years ago at Coachella for like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yes. But so I guess so. Yeah. 11 years.
Since time been together has flown on stage. By.
So crazy. So they hyped up. I'm just going to kind of skip over here. Okay. So the DJ played a handful of NSYNC songs at the concerts, but when he dropped the first NSYNC song, Gone, from 2000 Celebrity, the curtains opened behind Justin to reveal his four bandmates singing harmony on the chorus. Ear piercing doesn't properly describe the volume of fan reaction in the room. Maybe eardrum shattering, or book an appointment for your ENT to investigate the possibility of shriek-induced hearing loss levels. This was 15 songs into an already epic concert, which included three of Timberlake's number one hits, and pretty much every other song that comes to mind when you think of Justin. But there was truly a before and after point of the concert from that moment on. I don't know what to do after that, Justin admitted once he was alone on stage again before saying, but this and giving us one final more song with the mirrors. So he ended the night with that. Okay, so he had another surprise guest, Toby Nwigi. Sorry, I have no idea that he's a rapper. There was also some other celebrities there. Let me get skipping over all of this stuff. Okay. AJ from the Backstreet Boys was there. So the first inkling, so it says the Backstreet Boys supporting NSYNC. The first inkling that something special might be happening came when AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys materialized just behind the pit and posted up to get a clear view of the stage during the throwback DJ set. A lot was made of the rivalry between BSB and NSYNC back in their heyday, but in the decades since, they've spoken highly of each other, collaborated together, and basically just lifted up their boy band brethren. It was so sweet for McLean to be front row and center for this bit of TRL-worthy history. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in Timberlake spoke these heartwarming words.
Sorry. He shared some things on his Instagram story of them performing together. AJ, yes.
Okay. AJ shared. Okay.
Cool. AJ McLean, yes.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes. So, AJ and Joey are going on tour together.
Yes.
Yes. Nope. That's good. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so check that out. Although if it's on the stories, it's probably gone by now, but I'm sure somebody screamed.
It's on the, yeah, I think it's gone now, but it was there, yes.
Yes, so there you go. And as they're saying, like AJ and Joey are going on tour together. So that's happening. So yes, so there's, so obviously he would be there and he's also based out of LA, so that makes sense. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we are in sync. Timberlake spoke those heartwarming words after the quintet rocked the DJ tracks of Gone and Girlfriend before giving mini performances of arguably their most enduring hits, Bye 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 and It's Gonna Be Me. But that was just the beginning. So we did these, JC said, of the four classics. But you have an album coming out tomorrow, and on that album, there's a song by NSYNC. Timberlake said to finish the sentence. We've practiced the song, Shazay said, to which Timberlake added, y'all want to hear the new song. The new song was a lifting ballad, Paradise, and it got its world debut on Wednesday night at the Wiltern, following a snippet post to Timberlake's social earlier that day. The chorus couldn't have had more fitting lyrics for the fans who had hoped for that very performance. Because I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment, between you and I. Everything has happened. It's just what I imagined. I imagined it would feel like paradise. Those are nice lyrics. That's good.
Those are nice lyrics. And I listened to the song. It's very nice. I really liked it. And obviously, there was videos of the song's performance. So it's really nice live as well.
Yeah.
I shared that from the Boy Band Break Instagram account and the Twitter account. To share with everyone.
So make sure you are following us on Boy Band Break on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or on TikTok, but we don't know how to use it. But anyways, it's at Boy Band Break, BoyBandBreak. So yeah, so go check that out. So that's there. So thanks for that. And so just Justin said, I love you guys so much, as he hugged his bandmates on their way off stage. Who knows what the future holds for the blockbuster boy band, but one thing is certain. They are now well aware of how much they've been missed since going on hiatus more than 20 years ago. Will this lead to a new album? A tour? Well, we'll just have to settle for this little slice of paradise for now. So, yes. There you go. So, interesting.
So, in an interview with Joey Fatone and AJ McLean on Entertainment Tonight, Joey was saying that they haven't had a conversation yet, all five of them, sitting them down and talking about what the next step is. So he's like, stay tuned.
Well, good thing they were there in person together. Maybe they could have talked yesterday. Who knows?
Maybe.
Other celebrities that were there were Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They were at the event. And Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, was there. He took a picture with Nash. Which is Chris's AJ. Son, and it was very cute. AJ, we said already.
He got a picture with him as well.
With Travis.
Travis, yeah.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So, yeah, there you go. Celebrity, Chrissy Teigen was very excited. She was like, whatever, so.
She's basically us, right? We're very excited for these things, so.
Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Just checking to see if there was any
It's always nice to see like celebrities. Yes.
10
like,
celebrities that attended the Justin Timberlake concert, including two stars without their musical girlfriends. Okay, let's see what we got. This is from Just Jared. Okay, so Barry Keoghan, he's an actor, he's like a new actor now. I can't pronounce his name.
Do you want to share it?
K-E-O-G-H-A-N. Yeah, I can share it, sure. It's not a good picture. It's like the side of his face. One sec.
Okay, I don't know that.
Why aren't you showing up? There you go. This guy who's wearing a hat. It's an actor.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
In a bunch of weird movies. I don't know.
No idea.
He was there. You see, Teigen and John Legend were there.
I know them.
You don't know who Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are?
I said, I know them. I know them.
You're frozen. Okay.
I said, I know them.
I hate these websites with ads. Okay. But you don't know the actor guy.
That is correct.
And I can't get to the next.
Sorry. I think we both froze at that time.
You know,
that's why you couldn't hear me.
Normal person. Yes, we did. Okay. Okay, you know what? This just kind of went off into its own little... I'm just going to stop sharing this article because it's pissing me off. Sorry.
Okay.
Because it's not working and it's crashing my computer. So,
yeah, that was.
Anyways, weird. There were a few people, there were a few celebrities there. There's just, you know.
It's all good. It's all
good. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. So they're also including Chris, Joey, JC, and Lance as additional celebrities, but obviously we knew that. Coco Jones. So she duetted with Justin. And then 9-10, we're gonna go to the next one. Oh, and then the other musician, Toby, and then Travis Kelce. Okay, so we got all those ones. So okay, there you go.
So really we
what a wonderful riveting article. Did not need to look up that article. Anyways, exciting. We're good. Good. So that's actually not what this episode is about. We just want it. It just literally news just came through yesterday. All the NSYNC fandom is losing their mind. Basically,
which is fair. Happy for everyone. Fair.
Yes.
That's exciting.
There was a bunch of
we're excited about it as well. That's more content for us as well.
Woo. Yes. Very cautiously optimistic that more, but I feel like there's a momentum building and I feel like this is good because like, maybe it's good that they couldn't perform the troll song back then. And maybe that just kind of like spun them on to do this one because, you know, the whole
writer's
strike and all that jazz. So maybe actually helped us in the long run. Who knows? So
yes.
I was talking. So basically, as much as we want NSYNC to tour, it's not going to happen this year because Justin is basically touring from April to December. So unless magically they all join him on tour, but I don't think that's going to happen because Chris is touring with the Pop 2000 people, so he's hosting that.
Joey is touring with AJ.
Joey's touring with AJ. Lance is doing a bunch of his projects that he does in LA, and then I don't know what JC does, but
JC's just relaxing and enjoying his time.
But I'm feeling more like cautiously optimistic that something might happen for next year. So fingers crossed on that. That would be fabulous. And hopefully the tickets won't be $1 million, but I think I'd definitely go see that for sure. So
I will definitely as well.
Yes. So congrats to all the NSYNC. Oh, somebody had commented on, so Mission NSYNC, I think about 5 of their people were there and there was a lot of people going live and stuff. So that's awesome and sharing it with everybody. So just check it out online. But
I think somebody Johnny had said Wright was giving out free tickets to like the first like 13 people or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's usually like they give out tickets like ahead of time, right? And then people don't show up. So when they don't show up, they can just fill it with people who are waiting in line. So like if I lived in LA, I would have been camping out, but I'm like, I'm not going to fly across the country and then for the chance to not get right. in, right? So, right. Yeah, so there you go. Very exciting. And yeah, so Johnny Wright's been posting a lot of stuff. Like, so yeah, so day ones, VIPs, they have been posting a bunch. So they have their, yeah. So
just I think they were there, right?
They were there, yeah.
Because that's the video I got, I saw.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good video that they did. So yeah, so very exciting news. And that is awesome. But we are going to shift gears to another boy band. Because now we're
to another concert.
Is it 20 minutes in? What time are we at right now?
20 minutes.
Okay, so I don't know why my clock doesn't work until 10 minutes in, but anyway, so guess where Sophia and I went this week, guys? And also, happy St. Patrick's Day. I just realized it's probably, that's this week, is it not?
It is, yes. On Sunday.
It is on Sunday, so happy St. Patrick's Day today to
happy
all of you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Who's
cheers
celebrating?
To everyone. So yeah, so in honor of St. Patrick's Day, as we mentioned last week, when we did our Westlife album review, Westlife went on a mini tour and is currently in the middle of their mini tour. And the very first date of this was Toronto on March 11th, and we were there.
And it was a really good idea that we did the album review the day before, because it really helped us for the concert.
Get the songs in our head. Because again, we do love Westlife. We only know a few of their, like, obviously the main hits and stuff. But I definitely listening to the album before, that really kind of had it fresh in our mind. I made some notes in my phone, so I got that. Yes. So, I'm sorry, just text message and I'm not reading now. Okay, so we went to the Westlife concert. And if anyone is not following us on Facebook, make sure you follow us. Again, Facebook, Boy Band Break. So we have posted albums and we actually went live. So again, in the future, if you are interested, we were usually when we go to a concert, we'll try to go live. Sometimes it doesn't work as well because the
Wi-Fi
and the stuff in the
The service isn't always good.
The service, that's right, because we're not on the Wi-Fi. But yeah, so check it out. And we also filmed a portion and we put that up on YouTube. So go, I'm going to see if I can actually screen cap our lives, and maybe I'll try to put those up on our YouTube account as well. But yeah, basically come along with it. And if we're going to a concert and you want us to record a specific song, feel free to like message us and let us know like, hey, I really want to hear this song or whatever. Right. So this one, I didn't look up the set list because it was the first one of this tour, and I don't know if it's the same as other ones, because normally I like to kind of get a feel of when the songs are. So I wrote it all down for you guys and I was going to post it and then I forgot to, so here it is now when the concert, the tour is almost over. But yes, so let me go, do you want to look, let's start with our pictures.
And it was at Meriden Hall.
Yes, so Meriden Hall in Toronto.
Meriden Hall. And then it used to be the Sony Center.
Sony Center. So I'm going to share our pictures. So
beautiful.
Here's us in front of the sign. Westlife The Hits Tour, St. Patrick's Day Special. So I got to Toronto early. We went out to dinner to some place called Hot House, which was a few blocks away from the venue. It was very good. So like, this is like a side Caesar. Those are capers. I've never had capers before. So I was like, oh,
yeah,
good.
It was good.
And then we both got, was it Cappelletti?
Cappelletti,
I don't know. It was like cheese upon cheese, which is delicious. So they're like little like cheese.
And then we
like,
added more cheese with Parmesan.
And then we added, yes. So it was in a rosé sauce, and then it had like mozzarella and cheddar on top. And then we also added Parmesan. So
it was delicious.
So good. And not like crazy expensive. And then we shared this upside down apple cake, which I've only ever heard of upside down pineapple cake, but this was actually really good too. It was almost like
it was almost like
a sticky toffee, like, but it was it was good.
And then at one point I thought I tasted booze as well. Like,
yes, they did put some booze on it. Yes.
Yes.
And they put candied, what is this thing called? Oranges.
Oranges
on there. Yes,
yes.
And where we were sitting, there was a giant mirror that reflected on the outside. And I kept thinking that was a window. And I was very confused. It was very entertaining. Can I just say that
the streetcar was going by? She's like, they're going to hit each other.
I was like, they're going to hit each other. And then I was like, no, that's literally the reflection of the streetcar. I was like,
I swear to God,
I know how mirrors work. That day, I missed my train to Toronto because I hate driving and parking in downtown Toronto. So I was like, okay, if I couldn't get to that train, I'll go to this other train. So the stop in my town, literally I'm kidding you not, you pull up to the train, you park, and then there's like a sidewalk and the train is on the other side. Like you literally just walk right onto the train. Whereas the one that I had to go to that was like the next stop, it was like two flights of stairs, run through this parking lot, go down two flights of stairs, run through that, go up two flights of stairs. So anyways, I'm like running and there's this guy like who ran up the stairs and started running down. I was like, is this the wrong train track? I'm like, I don't care. I'm in motion. So I got to the top and there was a train there. And this guy is just standing there. I'm like, is this the Toronto bound train? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I hop on, literally sit down and they're like, the doors are now closing. So like, seconds later, I would have missed it. So thank God I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, it took
that was great timing for you.
Good times. So yeah, so here is Sophia and I at dinner.
We're excited for the concert.
Here we are at the Meridian Hall. I ran into my old scalper buddy, Marco. I did not take a picture with him, but it's good to know like that the scalpers from like back when we were in high school are still out there doing their thing. Although I normally hate scalpers, I don't know, there's something amusing about this man. So don't have a picture of him, so I don't know why I mentioned that. So yeah, so they had this little ad outside that we kept trying to take a picture of and it kept switching. And it was, so there you go. So they were there the 11th, 12th, 13th. So this is inside. They had a giant billboard. That obviously we took another picture in front of. I was wearing my Boy Band Break jacket.
As one does.
Yes. With like, hey, here we are. So this was the special merch that they had. So I took this before the concert. I took another one after because they ended up adding a different hoodie. So this one is, so it's like, it was a pink hoodie and it said Westlife in green. And then on the back, it had like an American flag, but then it also had like little Canada maple leaves in there. And then like the little Irish, shamrocks as well as part of the stripes. So it was kind of an interesting thing. That was the most expensive item. It was $110. Their t-shirts were $60. I'm clicking the wrong way. Nope, I clicked. Okay. So they had two types of t-shirts. One had a picture of them and it was black and it had the stuff on the back. One just had like a W and then it said like Westlife 24 on the back. Then they had a pink dad cap, just with a weird name, but just like a pink hat, where I can't even see the logo, but those were $45. And then they had tote bags that were $40. So not like a ton of stuff, but you know, a fair amount.
The hoodie was like $110.
Yeah. So a bit much, but
expensive.
After the concert, obviously this is the thing that the scalpers have done in more recent years is they've switched from, they sell tickets before the show, and then after the show, they sell bootleg t-shirts. So they were selling bootleg t-shirts for $20 outside the show. So
yes,
just one of those either. So anyways, here we go. So this is the big theater. I kind of went, we were off to the side, so I went so you could take it. There was four screens, like four long skinny screens. So before the show, it said Westlife. From where we're sitting, we could actually only see three of those screens because we were kind of on the side, but at least we were aisles. So.
Yes. So we were at the end, the last two at our aisle.
In our aisle, yeah.
So yes.
And it had a lot of fun. They did have a lot of cool things on the screen, but the interesting part is they never once showed the actual guys. So they didn't have like a live videographer. Like, you know how most concerts like a show up of so-and-so singing and stuff. They didn't have that here, but it did. So it was kind of annoying because our seats were far back. So you never actually got to see their faces very well. And my camera, I need a better phone because it does not zoom well and work in low light. But it was a nice background. So they did some good production there. So it's good. And they had a lot of cool stuff. So like here, it's looking like it's like glittery and stuff. So this is basically our view at Extreme View. As you can see, they're kind of little blurs. So Kian, Nikki, and Shane, as we mentioned in a previous episode, Mark is back in the UK recovering from surgery. So he was not able to make it on this tour, but they definitely talked about him a lot. So
yes, okay. They shouted him out and they gave him cheers. They asked for cheers for him. Yeah. It was very nice.
It was very good. And they did a good job to try to incorporate him into it for sure. Okay, yes. So I guess I will go into the track listing and stuff. Okay, so the show started with like clips of their song. So it was like, you know, like there would be like a little snippet of each song, and there was like gold sparkly glitter on the screens and stuff. So then the guys came out, and as you can see, they were wearing black pants, shirts, and jackets. I want to say Shane is sparkly. I still can't get them mixed up, but yes. Anyway, so there was that. And so again, so didn't take a ton of pictures because again, it wasn't the greatest from where we were. And of course, as it always happens when I'm at a concert, an extremely tall people are standing in front of me. So I was like, yep. I'm on the eye, but I could kind of see between them. They were a gay couple, and they were actually very cute. They were singing to each other at parts and stuff. So yes, it was very cute. So the first song they started off was Starlight, which I only kind of remembered. Was that in the review that we did?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
Yeah, so the Starlight. So at this point, they had said that this was the first North American tour ever. So I was like, oh, I was surprised. Because I feel like they've been to Canada maybe for like a promo thing, but I guess they've never actually done a tour.
Yeah, I think that's why it sold out, because it was
sold out like immediately. Like, granted, they were like smaller venues, but yeah, it sold out really fast. And all of the, because they did Toronto, New York, Boston, Chicago.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, so and they all sold out, and like they were like fair size venues. Like they didn't want to go stadium because they've never been here before, so they didn't know. They actually talked about that later, but we'll talk. So anyway, so they were talking about it was the first North American tour. Then they wanted us to repeat "Whoa," so then we just had to keep doing that back and forth. And then that shockingly went into "Uptown Girl."
Yes.
So
and we're like, yes.
It was fun. It was good. That's so they had a bunch of colorful, as you, I don't know why I'm showing, not even showing my arm, but yes, they had the colorful screens with like different girls wearing fun colors on there. So that was playing behind them. Yeah, so went to that.
Uptown Girl.
We've been living in a world. Yeah, so it was very cute. There were some people that had some small signs in the front and they kind of pointed to them and stuff. Actually, what's cool, not at this show, but at a different, on the third show, which was the Wednesday. So Wednesday was the original show, and then they added Tuesday and that sold out. Then they added Monday. So that's where we got the tickets for. But on the Wednesday show, my friend Tanya went with her daughter Paisley, and they were like really close. And she had the daughter is, I want to say, around 9 years old. And she had a sign that said, "I'm not a Swiftie, I'm a Westie." So they actually like read that out during the concert. They're like, "Oh, we love Taylor Swift, but this is really cute." And then she actually got to meet them after the show, like, I guess behind the venue. So it was really cute. So she was
that's cute.
Yeah. And our friend John also got to meet them behind the venue. I can't remember what day he went. Tuesday or Wednesday. So we should have went around the venue. I was like, let's just like sneak around. So he's like, no.
To be fair. You had the go bus that you had to go to.
But they did it before the show. So I was like, oh,
they did it before. That. Oh, I also
had John met them before because it was like not dark out in his pictures. Okay. Somebody went on Tuesday and said they didn't see him. So
we also had to work.
Yes. And also I feel that the venue is like kind of, or the street around the venue is kind of under construction, and yes. This is not a venue that I'm really familiar with, so we weren't really sure where to go.
Yes, I think it probably was like where we went for Canada's Walk of Fame.
Oh yeah, it would have been on the side probably,
but
which like looked like
it was under construction. Working, you can't take it off, you know.
Fair enough. And just because we would have checked out that area doesn't necessarily mean they would have walked by us anyways. So
exactly.
So, but kudos to them. I'm very excited because they're actually really big Westlife fans. So I'm excited they were able to get pictures. Okay. So then after Uptown Girl, they did When You're Looking Like That. I really like that song. That's like definitely one of
my favorites. Can I just say, as like we previously mentioned, sometimes in concerts, the songs sound way better in concert than on an album. This was also the case during this concert. I really enjoyed all of the songs in concert. I was like, yes, I love this one. I really like it. Yeah. So they did a really good job.
They honestly did a really good job. And they're not like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC where they're mad choreography. They really don't. They're kind of a lot more similar to 98 Degrees where it's more of the vocals and they kind of like walk around and stuff. But like they had a lot of energy and the crowd had a lot of energy. And I think that always makes like music sound better when you're in when you're in a concert setting like that. Especially like when the people are excited to see, because I've been to some concerts where it's been at like a casino or something, and you can definitely tell that a lot of people got free tickets and they're old and don't care about the band. And it's just like, and they're sitting down or whatever. It's not as exciting, but this was like, you could feel the energy in the room. Like the energy was good. The guys were good. They were excited. They were like shocked and surprised to see how many people had come to see them because, like, again, it's their first time performing here. So,
And everyone was standing and dancing, having a good time. It was great.
For sure. Definitely. So When You're Looking Like That, which is what really good. Then they were chatting about coming to Toronto in the future. So they definitely want to come in the future.
Yes, they said that they wanted to go to Scotiabank Arena. Maybe that's the next event.
That would be cool for sure. And that we'll be singing and dancing when we leave. Oh, so they said the crowd, like you guys, you're going to be singing and dancing when you leave the concert. It's such a great show, blah, blah, blah. So then the next song they started singing was Fool Again, which is one of their hits. I do have a Facebook video of this. I didn't start it right away, so it cut off a little bit at the beginning. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can hear that. Can't believe that I'm a fool again. Yes. And then next they performed If I Let You Go. Or I guess I should probably. There's pictures. I don't know. These pictures are not good, guys. I'm sorry. I need a better. Yeah. Post suggestions of what kind of phone. Don't say iPhone because I don't like Apple. But if there's any sort of like, I don't know, is a Google Pixel good? Something that can take good pictures at concerts and has a good zoom. That's what I'm looking for here.
Yeah.
I
feel like video is better from back there.
Yeah.
Because I only took a few pictures, but I feel like the video is much clearer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Do you have the same phone as me?
I have an S10.
Yes. I have an S10e. Is that the same?
I think it's a little bit different.
Okay. So they did Fool Again. If I Let You Go. Then they did My Love. And then they were chatting. I didn't write down who it was. I want to say it was Shane, but I could be wrong. So they were thanking us for selling out the three shows. Mark is ill. He wishes he could be here, but that gives us a reason to come back with Mark in the future. So that was kind of what they were talking about. So it was good. I'm not at this. Okay.
Was it at this one where he mentioned their families that are there, or was it the other guy?
That was later. Oh. Yeah. So then they played Swear It Again. So I did a Facebook Live for that. So you can check there. Then after Swear It Again, they did the costume change. So that's where these jackets came out. So they were wearing silver jackets with like little stripes on the side. And basically they did an ABBA medley. And it was so good.
Yes, like, it was so very good. High energy and fun. It was so, and we're dancing.
Oh my God. It was so fun.
Top of our lungs. Yes.
I was like, this is like super fun. So they were like, they started with Mamma Mia. So they didn't do like the full songs of all of them, but they did like good clips of the songs. So they did Mamma Mia and then Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. And they were like hip thrusting. It was hilarious. I was like, so you're asking for a man after? I'm like, okay, sure. Then they did Money, Money, Money. They were shaking. They were having a good time. So when Money, Money, Money came on, I was like, oh, this is actually like a medley. I should do another I should record this. So this one I didn't Facebook Live. I did it as like a video, and I have posted it on our YouTube. So if you are looking for it, uno momento, por favor. I'll just share this really quick so you can see. Oh, share this tab and set. Okay. So it is on our Boy Band Break account, and it is called Westlife ABBA Medley in Toronto, March 11th, 2024. Holy crap. It has 2.9 thousand views. So almost 3,000 views in three days. So. But like it was, so yeah, you can see it's a little bit better as a video than it is from pictures.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah. So they did that. So they did Take a Chance on Me, that is one of my favorite songs from the musical.
I love it.
When the girl's like chasing the guy around. So it's pretty funny. So yes. Then they did I Have a Dream. And then, you know, it's like, you know, that part where it's like, I believe in angels. They changed the words to I believe in Canada. And then everyone's like, wow, like losing their minds. So that was good. Then they also did Dancing Queen. Then they did Waterloo. So during Waterloo, they were like walking around in like unison, kind of like marching across. And it just totally reminded me of 98 Degrees, like when they do those Moana songs and things like that. I don't know what part that, but yeah, it was just really cute. It was funny. And they were just like walking around to like the things. Yeah, here they are. Just kind of.
I enjoyed it. It was great.
I thought it was a really cute medley. And then after that, then they finished with Thank You for the Music. So which was like a really good song. And then from that, then they just kind of walked on stage to go do another costume change. And yes, so I'm gonna stop.
Well done to them. It was wonderful.
Okay. Yes. So it was fun. It was definitely fun. And it was very like high energy, and it was like a good mix of the ABBA songs. And then it reminded me that Lydia and I wanted to do like an ABBA tribute band at one time. We were going to call it FABBA for Fat ABBA or Fabulous ABBA. And then we just never did. So maybe we need to revisit that because like such good songs. Okay. So now they came out in these blue jackets. So the blue jackets was the next thing. Oh, and before they came out, before this costume change, there was this like the symphony was playing this like crescendo of music. And like the screens in the background were like ocean waves. And it was just like very dramatic and like building up hype. And it was like really good. So then they came out.
The anticipation of their return.
Yeah. And honestly, I was just like, whoa, this is some good shit. Like it was good. It was nice. So yes, they came out. And then they sang their song, What About Now? Is that their song or is that a cover? Apparently that is a cover of Daughtry. Then the next song was Mandy, great song. That's a song by
Phil Collins.
Here it says it's Scott English, but I don't think that's the person who sang Mandy. Barry Manilow is like the original, I guess. Okay, hold on. It was Brandy, later called Mandy. What? Okay, so the Scott English person wrote the song in 1971. Okay, anyways, everyone's like singing along or whatever, and all I could think of was the Simpsons episode. Do you remember this?
Jog my memory.
Okay, so Homer was away on a work trip.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't remember her name. But there was like a girl coworker who was like identical to Homer. Like,
okay.
But she was like really skinny and pretty and all that stuff. But they went to like, they had gone to some sort of thing. And then he's like, oh, I don't want to cheat on your. And then the fortune cookie said something like, you will find love with a new person or something. And he's like, so then he was going to cheat on Marge, but then didn't because of she's the fortune cookie. I don't know. It was like one of the earlier seasons, but basically Marge decides to come and visit Homer at this thing. And she brought him a turkey. So then she's like, So while they're singing this, all I could think of, oh, Margie, you came and you brought me a turkey.
Oh,
on your vacation,
yes.
Away from worky. Like,
okay, that sounds familiar.
So then, like, near the end, I was just singing that version while everyone else was singing the actual song.
These things can just trigger a memory of what
you came
see
and you
now?
Found me a turkey. Yes. So the song, so you called it Margie. So
that's so funny.
You came and you found me a turkey on my vacation away from worky. And it was just like, yeah. So basically, this was like a really old episode, and I can't even remember what episode. Like,
that sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, so and that's
anyways,
weird.
I was fucking dying. Everyone's like singing along and serious. Apparently it's all the way from season 5, and I think they're on season like a million now. So
yeah, I think it's like in the 20s.
The Last Temptation of Homer.
I think it's in their 20s season.
Oh my god, Sophia, would you like to guess what year this episode came out?
95.
93.
Wow.
So what is that, like 31 years? Is that how when the how far was it? 90?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Holy crap. Well, anyway, apparently songs get stuck in my head and then just whatever. So anyway, so then they said, like, so in the song, it's like, I need you today, oh, Mandy. So then they were changing it to, I need you today, oh, Canada. And people are like, woo. And then he's like, oh, Toronto, woo. And then he's like, oh, Montreal. And then people are like, ah. So I guess there was quite a few people from Montreal that came too.
And then I was like, boo. Because if you're a hockey fan, Toronto Maple Leafs
gotcha.
Fan, you don't like Montreal.
Canadian?
Or Ottawa.
Or, yes. And then he's like,
I was
oh,
doing
Vancouver.
Booing as a joke.
Lighthearted booing.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then I believe Nikki was up next. Again, sorry. So they did they finished the Mandy one. Then they did I Lay My Love on You, which is yes. one of my favorite
Which was
songs.
Awesome live. I loved it.
So good. And the energy and everything, the crowd was all singing along.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, this was the one that was more big in North America and Asia than it was in the UK, because I don't think it was originally released or something, if I'm not
mistaken. Yes, I believe that is correct.
Anyway, so then Nikki was chatting. So then Shane comes and gives him water and like wipes his face with a towel. I'm like, oh, look at them being old brother and stuff. So then they were talking about how when they originally toured, we were all teens. But they never came here. And then they were asking where people were from. And they're like, oh, who made the trek here from Ireland? And some people were like,
yeah, there was quite a bit of screams.
They said some other ones, a couple of other places like the UK.
They said UK.
Then they said Canada. And of course, obviously, since we're in Canada, it was like, it was a healthy cheer. It was like, oh, like everyone's like, whatever. And
that's
then
right.
They said, who here has a connection or has been from Asia?
Or I think came from Asia or something like that.
Came from Asia or they're from there or they came from. Holy shit, guys. Like,
oh my
I
God.
Thought Canada was loud.
Yeah.
After they said Asia, it was like eruption.
It was like pitch scream.
I was just like, have I gone deaf? Like, it was crazy. Like,
I was like, wow, lots of people.
I was just like, okay, apparently people came really far from this concert. But like, yeah, it was just like. So, yeah.
That was great. I was like, wow, see?
I was just like, oh, wow, Canada needs to step up the game. Oh, my God, it was great. But, yeah, no, it was really good. And it was like the crowd was like losing it and having a great time. So it was good. So then they were talking about how they've been together for 25 years.
And I finally was like, hey, Chinya, the Backstreet Boys have been together for 30 years. I don't know.
That's funny. No, it's true. And I actually had another friend message me after the thing. She's like, can you tell me how long Westlife's been around? I'm like, 25 years. She's like, yeah, because my other friend says that they've been longer than the Backstreet Boys. And I was like, well, they haven't, but okay. But yeah, it was just
that's funny.
Anyways, but you got to start somewhere. And it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And they're still together. They're doing touring and stuff. So good.
I was just joking
it
around.
Was fun. But I'm like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's the boy bands from like 20 to 30 years ago, that's the sweet spot of boy bands.
Yeah.
So like your Backstreet Boys, your NSYNC, your O-Town, your Westlife, your 90 degrees. Like that was a good boy band era. So yeah.
Yes.
So kudos to them. So this was funny. So then he's like, in all my 25 years of touring, the front row has never been this close before. Because I guess like the people were obviously standing and they were like right up against the stage. There was no, like no barricade.
Right. So
and he's like, I'm really sorry for spitting on you all when I was singing. And people were like laughing. It was just pretty funny. So,
yes.
So
I'm sure the sweat came down on them and everything.
For sure. So yeah. And it's a good stage. Like it wasn't like super high. Like I feel like it was like, obviously we were not down there, but I feel like it was like a good height that the people could see. And then, yeah. So,
yes.
And then when they went around the edges, obviously they were like touching people's hands and stuff like that. So it was good. Yeah. Cause the stage went out and then it kind of curved out a little bit on the edges. So they could come out like maybe 5 or 6 rows on the side. So they did that.
Yeah. That was fun. I liked that. They added that to their stage.
Yes. I don't know why I wrote lots of guys. I don't know. Oh, there was lots of guys in the audience.
They mentioned,
because they were looking
previous
around.
Previous years in the beginning, there was only girls, and the guys were probably like, "Oh, I don't want to mention that I'm a fan." But now it's an explosion again, and they're like, "The guys don't care that they're at the boy band concert because it's a cool thing again."
Exactly. So they're saying, years ago you'd never come, now you're the one, the guys are the ones singing all the words. Yes. So yes, they're saying that. And then they said they had no idea how the North American tour would go. They didn't think they would sell out. They sold out the 3 nights. So they had said to their manager, like, because they were just like, should we just do like a small little club? Should we do a thing? Should we do a giant one? So then he said, like, when the tickets went on sale, they were like calling their manager. They're like, how bad is it? Like, what's going on? Like, whatever. And the manager's like, no, it's going good, man. You like sold out 3 nights here. So, so they said it's like kind of the beginning of something new, and they plan to come back to Canada. Then the guys did another cheers to Mark, and they said that it's tough when you lose a member. So now this part is when he was thanking their family. So their wives and children were actually all there, supporting them and stuff. So that was pretty exciting. One of the guys' moms flew in from Ireland to come to the Toronto show. So then at this point they took a video of the crowd. So like, oh, we're going to take a video of the crowd. And we're like, okay, thinking like, oh, the house lights are going to go on. No, they made us turn on our like lights and just put up like, you know, which is a cool picture.
Anyway. And then as a joke, I was like, that costs money.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, it's expensive. So then they told us to follow them on Instagram. And then they did this thing where we had to have the lights up and then down and then up and then down. And it was like, it was kind of a very cool effect. So go check out
the Instagram. It was very fun.
Yes. There we go. Okay, so then after that, they decided, so the next song was What Makes a Man. So I did another live video about halfway through this song. And it was a bunch of songs that I have on there, so go check that out as well. So so What Makes a Man, then they did like a little clip of Queen of My Heart, which is another one of their songs. Then they sang most of Unbreakable. Or they may have already sang all of Unbreakable. But yeah, then they broke into Lone Star's I'm already there. Take a look around. Like it was good. It was good. They did really good.
I like the way that they arranged this concert.
Yeah, no,
it was really good. Upbeat and good.
Yeah.
It flowed very well.
And then they're like, Toronto, it's time to have a little fun. And then they did World of Our Own. So then after that, then Kian was talking. He was talking about family. And this is where they were talking that they were dedicating the next song to their family. He has 3 sons, his wife, his mom was here from Ireland. So this song is about love and relationships. And then he also called out the other guys' kids and wives as well. So then that's when they sang Flying Without Wings, which is one hit song. So then
which is a very sad song.
It was very like powerful the way they sang it. It was really good. Yes. So then they did their bow and then they left and you're like, no, don't leave.
Encore.
So then for the encore, it was like kind of like a light show before they came out. And they did change during this one. So it was like, oh, what happened to my pictures? It's still there.
Yeah.
So this is right before they came out, There were these like weird silver statue things that I guess were modeled after each of them. I'm assuming there was a fourth, but we couldn't see that screen. But it just gave me like Liquid Dreams vibes. Did this give you that? Like,
absolutely.
So it's like these like liquid silvery guys, and then like the lights are going, like the one guy on the left, you could see like the lights going over his silver abs. It was just, it was really funny. So I'm like, it was cute. It was very like dramatic and like whatever.
Yes. The anticipation of coming back.
Yeah, I gotta say, shout out to their band members who are playing the instruments and stuff on stage. Because I feel like that also adds to a show, like, because sometimes the bands will just sing to like their laptop, no offense, O-Town, love you, or something where it's just like the music in the background, but it's like, it's almost like a different vibe when you have like an actual like guitarist and bass player and drummer.
A live band adds so much.
For sure, definitely. So it was really good. So then they came out and they were wearing black pants. Two of them had white t-shirts, one had a black t-shirt, and then they had like sporty green jackets, which you can't really tell from here. Kind of looked black, but I think they were green when they were under certain lights. And then one of them had like a sparkly one. It was very cute, which again, you can't see from these really crappy pictures. So they did that. And then the song that they sang was Hello, My Love. So they did that. See, in this lighting, you can see that they're green.
Yes.
And yes, they're cute. And then they ended the song. They ended the concert with "You Raise Me Up," which classic. And then
"You Raise Me Up,"
like that song. I love it. Like such a powerful song. It's so good.
A great way to end it, I thought.
Definitely, it's like definitely great. And then somebody in the crowd had Canada and Irish flags, so they were like holding them up. And then, oh my god, I think that Shane in the middle was singing it. So Nikki and Kian were like holding them up. And yeah, so it was kind of like, that's how they just ended the concert. Like, it was a really good end to the concert. Obviously, this was just our show. I don't know what the other shows did. But yeah. And then, so I took a picture again a little bit closer so you can see that. But yeah, that was like a really good end to the show. It was a good, like the crowd loved it. It was just like a really good show overall. I would definitely go see them again. I thought they did a great job.
Yes, I really like the way that they arranged the songs and the concert. It flowed really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Two thumbs up for
me. Good job, Westlife. We're holding you up to the fact that you said you would come back to Toronto again. So we'll wait for you to come back. So they actually, there was another hoodie that wasn't there originally. It was black, and I guess it just had the tour dates on the back, and it said Westlife the Hits Tour on the front. Oh, and then when I got to Union State, this has nothing to do with Westlife, but apparently McCafe has grilled cheese now.
Did you know that?
It's like fancy bread. So it's like classic with bacon and multigrain, or on sourdough, or tomato bacon on sourdough. What the hell? Bistro sandwiches. I was like, okay, there, Union Station, Toronto, with your fancy McCafe.
I guess it's always been there like that, and they've always had these, because I haven't been there for a while, so who knows?
Yes. Oh, and there was a picture of us that you took on your phone. Yes. I thought we had a picture of Sophia. So anyways, this particular McDonald's, I don't think actually has regular McDonald's. It just has the McCafe stuff, which used to just be like the muffins and stuff. So it's bizarre that they had sandwiches, but I did not have time to order one because I was extremely full from dinner, because that was so good, but super filling.
And apparently also, McDonald's, it's not called McDonald's anymore. It's called McDonald's with a W.
Oh, they're doing like some promotion with some anime stuff. So there's,
I was like, okay, cool.
It's just a temporary limited time.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. It was a busy, busy night, and it was really good. I really enjoyed the show. So
I also enjoyed the show. It was fantastic.
We went in with kind of like lowish expectations, because we're like, we've never seen them in concert before. We don't know. But we should have known that it would have been like high class, like awesome, because again, they are an internationally known boy band that have been around for years and years and years. So Yes. So if you can make
sometimes
it out,
you, go you don't know, right? Like if you,
you have no idea,
you don't know. So that's why you go in with low expectations, but they hit it out of the park.
They were fantastic. Also, Sophia bought us snacks during the show, which I forgot to mention.
Yes.
I thought we had pictures. So we had like chips and water that came in a metal can.
bottle. It was very, I was like, oh, thank you. I didn't know what to do.
It was like a metal. Cool. I guess the point was that you're supposed to be able to reuse this metal bottle. But okay. You can't, because when they give you the water, they take the lids. So I'm just like, okay, so you just recycled it afterwards. But
basically, yeah.
And it did keep it colder longer than like a plastic bottle, I think.
Yes, it did.
Like, oh, excuse me, fancy water. It literally just tasted like
we will take it, because after a concert, you're like thirsty, you're hungry.
I have to say, it was not that expensive either, because normally at concerts, they're charging you like something ridiculous, like $10 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, when you gave me change, even though I gave you 20, I thought it was going to be like...
The two bags of chips and the two things of water was like $14 or something. I was just like...
Yeah, you gave me like $6 back, and I was like, wow.
I was like, this is weird, because I feel like if I was at... Exactly. If I've been to festivals where they've charged $10 for a bottle of water, and this is a fancy metal can, I'm very impressed. So good job, Meridian Hall in Toronto.
Yes, good job for being a little bit cheap.
And they actually also accepted cash too, because most people are like tap now. So they did
both. Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah. All in all, great night. Good show. It was a Monday. So yeah. Kind of, the rest of my week was kind of off with my sleeping.
Yes. Because you don't really go to a concert on Monday. I don't think I've ever been. Maybe I've been like back in the day.
Back in my day. But I feel like most concerts are like weekends and stuff. But yeah. But no, they're busy like right after they left Toronto. I think it was Boston next or New York. They're just
New York.
Quite on the trajectory of this tour. So good to them. Happy that this was, and apparently all of their shows at the other ones were also sold out. So that's amazing. So obviously tour. There's
congratulations.
Exactly. Westlife. So congrats to Westlife, and hope to see you again, because that was really great. Yes. All right. So I guess that's about it. I don't know if we have anything else right now. But yeah, for sure. Always follow us on social media if you want more up-to-date things as they happen with boy band stuff, because you never know. You never know when an NSYNC reunion is going to happen.
You never know when things will pop out. Like, kids on the block do that.
Yeah, the dance. They
have a song out, and then they're like, surprise, it's an album.
Surprise. Right, exactly. You never know, man. You never know. Yes. So kudos to that and everyone. And yeah, it looks like it's gearing up to be a very good boy band year. So
yes, it is.
Yes.
So excitement ahead.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.